It was a crazy play. I thought the offensive line gave me a ton of time, and I extended the play, and Tyreek came back to the ball and made a great play, and we ended up finishing the drive and getting that touchdown and getting overtime and winning the game. It was supposed to be a pass that went to the left, and so Tyreek was kind of clearing out. And so when I scrambled to the right, I knew I didn't have a lot of guys back there. And luckily, he just kind of worked back to me, and I saw him. And when it's fourth down, you got to give it a chance. And so I just put it out there. And like I said, I mean, he came back to the ball in front of, I think it was Weddle, and then made a great catch. It might have been Mosley, actually, and made a great catch. And so, those plays, you got to have guys that are on the same page. You have to have an offensive line blocking their tail off.
That could give Tyreek was kind of hobbled today. I think you're trying to give him some grief about his speed. But did he show you something else today, like what he did, how hard he seemed to be?
Yeah, I mean, first off, he's a fighter. He loves this game. He was hobbled, but I mean, I think you've seen this whole season that it's not just speed now. I mean, it's really his route running, and he knows how to get himself open without speed. And he's still fast as all get out. But just being able to get himself open whenever he's a little bit more limited in that situation. It's a special thing. And I thought a lot of the guys stepped up whenever he was kind of in and out of the lineup. Yeah, well, I knew it was a cover zero. I was trying to get him with the cadence, and I actually got us. We had a good play on, actually, that I really liked in that situation where I was going to get the ball to Kels, and I was positive he was going to win that matchup. We went to the 4th and 9. They played more coverage, and, like I said, the offensive line blocked well and gave me enough time to extend the play and complete the ball.
Pat Withers coming back from injury, several players, or coming back in the game, what did you learn about your guys'
Yeah, I mean, these are the best wins. I mean, when you have to battle, I mean, you trade blows with somebody. I mean, that's a great football team, a physical football team, and has a lot of talent. And so when you trade blows with a team like that and you come out with a win in the end, those are the wins that you remember. Those are the wins that really satisfy you the most.
Andy said this once, I think you are your best game about the interception, proud of me against Myers. What do you think he's talking about when you show up today?
Yeah, I mean, this defense, I mean, they're really good. They're the real deal. They did a lot of different things, if it was cover zero or if these exotic blitzes, and they really mixed it up. I mean, it was like a different coverage every single play. And, I mean, when you're a young quarterback, I hadn't seen some of those things they were doing, and I thought I'd try to go out there and make some plays whenever I could. And we knew that you weren't going to score every single drive. I mean, we knew that's the expectation every time we go out there, but you can't get frustrated. And I thought I – to try to stay within the game plan, and luckily we came out to win in the end.
What
did you say that one time? I think it was kind of that mixture of both. They didn't want me to be comfortable. They didn't want me to know exactly what was coming every single play. I feel like sometimes they rush to get to me and try to get the sack and stuff like that, and then sometimes they try to just close in the pocket and just keep me within the pocket. So I think They had a good game plan that they were going to try to mix it up and change it up. And it's easier said than done when you do that on defense, because you have to have the veteran guys and the talent to be able to execute every single call.
And you said that after Harrison missed those field goals, some teammates were coming up to him, encouraging him, so that, you know, kind of giving that boost going into overtime. Were you one of those guys that went up and said anything to him?
I actually didn't say anything to him this time. I mean, he knows, I mean, just from our relationship being rookies together last year, I mean, he knows I have ultimate trust in him. And, I mean, he bounced back and hit it in overtime like it was nothing. And so, I mean, he missed the field goal. On this team, we're about picking each other up. And, offense, we struggled in the second half. Defense kind of picked us up and kept us in the ball game. And that's just how we roll. And that's how you win football games in this league.
Couple more guys.
With all the hits that you did take today, as physical that game was, you know, what's the challenge of bouncing back and coming back to Thursday night?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a challenge playing on Thursday nights. But, I mean, we're playing a really, really good football team in the Chargers. Every football game you're going to be sore a little bit after the game, we're going to get right back in there and start preparing for another really, really good defense with really good pass rushers and secondary play.
Matt, that fourth down pass to Tyreek late in the fourth quarter, did you know when it was going to let it go, it was going to get there?
I knew it had a chance. I knew Tyreek was going to have to do what he did. I knew it didn't sell over the linebacker. It was kind of that one he had to come back and get. And, I always say he's like – he'd be the best center fielder of all time through the way he tracks the ball. And so he knew, and he stepped in front of the guy and made a great catch, and then made a great run after the catch.
Do you almost feel more comfortable on the run, like the throw to Spencer, the throw to Tyreek, and then the no-look pass to Robinson, all kind of scrambling out of the pocket? Is that almost like make you feel more comfortable doing that?
I mean, I'm definitely comfortable with it, but I'm definitely more comfortable when it's on time and you can just kind of set your feet and make the throw. That's when you can really show off the accuracy and of what you got to do to be a great quarterback in this league. I mean, I definitely have built that comfortability with this moving left or right, and these guys are extending plays and getting themselves open. So, I mean, I'll do that whenever the opportunity shows itself, but if I could throw it on time, I'd rather do that.